With all honesty, I have to say the last several days have not been easy days. But we have the Word. I can't imagine, serving such a, I can't imagine just the, the family is walking through and experiencing right now. Some of you know what they're walking through. You've had people that have gone into and entered into heaven. And so pray for them. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us that the God of all comfort, that comforts us in our tribulations. And it says that when we're comforted, it says it gives us the ability to comfort others. And so the greatest way that you could comfort them right now would be through your prayers. Not that they've asked me to say anything at this point, I'm just standing over there, I just thought of things that I know the girls have said and Miss Carolyn have said, that they sowed their father to the world. And I think it's good for them to have this time to where they can be together as a family. And so continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for them. Pray for us. I mean, just such an honor to be able to serve a man for 25 years. And it's not about putting a man on a pedestal, but it's about following someone that followed Christ. And I have a word that I need to deposit in us and those that are watching tonight. And this Sunday, we're gonna as a church family, we're gonna honor him. We're just seeking the Lord on how we should, conduct the service. He was supposed to minister this coming Sunday. And I'm not sure if the family will be here. It's totally up to them. But we will celebrate his life. If you haven't heard yet, there is a memorial celebration of life for him next Friday on the 26th at 1:30 at EMIC. It will be highly attended. And it is going to be live on Victory Broadcast. It'll also be live on their KCM's website, as well as on their YouTube, wherever you watch them, and whether it's through the app, whether it's YouTube, whether it's on Dish or DirecTV. But his celebration of life will be on there, and just some things that we're wanting to do, because I know a lot of people will want to share things on a microphone and express their appreciation, because not one of us, our lives haven't been changed by this ministry. Amen. If you didn't know of this ministry before you came to Heritage, and you're at Heritage now, your life's been affected by that ministry that's been around for 56 years. And so we're giving people the opportunity. You may have seen the messages that we sent out, but you can go to our website, and there you can share a story. That's going to go within some things that we're going to be doing and showing on Sunday morning, and as well as things that will be on social media, as well as our website. JSMI is doing something as well. Also, what JSMI is doing is they've just posted, and a lot of people, I think when I saw it, are like 50,000 people had already watched it, but it was his last message he had ever ministered. It was on Sunday evening in Visalia, California. And so if you go to the JSMI website or the JSMI YouTube page, you can watch the message that he ministered. And also at the bottom underneath that, in the information in there is a link that, because in that message, he actually talked about all his mentors that mentored his life. And in that, there's a link that will take you, and the ministry, Miss Carolyn and the girls want to sew a free book into everyone that will go to that link. And it's Dr. Shell's book on it's this book here, you know, What I Learned from the Men Who Imparted to Me the Most. And so you can download that ebook for free. And so you can do that. So I encourage you to go listen to the message. You can, like I said, you can go to the JSMI YouTube channel, or you can go to the JSMI.org website and locate that message and get that link and download this book. And hallelujah. You know, kind of, we walked in the green room yesterday and I was like, wow. Hallelujah. So I asked the Lord, asked the Holy Spirit what I needed to share tonight. And it's interesting, and it's happened to me a couple times since Monday. And it hadn't happened to me since then. And I'm not saying I'm hearing, so don't get me wrong, don't get spooky. It's not like that Jerry Savelle is speaking to me. but I'm hearing it. I was hearing something in his voice. You know, someone, you know, my son will tell me, it's like when he knows that he's not doing things right, he goes, I hear your voice. And so I was hearing Dr. Shell's voice. So when I was praying, Lord, what could I share tonight to our church family? Because one, this is, you know, yes, there is some sadness involved, but understanding, you know, that he affected millions of people. He entered into his reward. Timothy says this receiving this crown of righteousness. Amen. And those are some things we'll talk about, but there was two things I heard. One of them was when I was asking the Lord, what do you want me to share? And the second thing, when I was standing on there, was like, how should I even start? What do you want me to share? And I heard Dr. Savelle's voice. It was like and I know it's the Holy Spirit. But I heard him use this voice, he used his voice all the time, he went to this particular scripture on what is the answer to trouble? What is the answer to difficulty? What is the answer when there's confusion? What is the answer when you don't know what to do? What is the answer? And so I was standing there during the worship, and the Lord said, and I just heard his voice say, Mark chapter 6. And I knew exactly what I was supposed to do. So go to Mark chapter 6 and then go to Ephesians chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 and Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 33. It says, but the multitude saw them departing, and many knew him and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like a sheep not having a shepherd. So here's some people that there's confusion. He sees them and he sees that they have troubled hearts. He sees them from a position that this is a group of people that don't have direction on, because that's what a shepherd does. A shepherd directs, a shepherd protects, a shepherd guides. And so Jesus is looking out at this vast amount of people, and he's saying to them, these are a sheep that don't have a shepherd. But what was the answer to the people needing a shepherd from Jesus's perspective? It said, so he began to teach them many things. The answer to trouble, the answer to when you don't know what to do, comes from the lips of Jesus. And what Jesus did when he saw a group of people that didn't have any direction in their life, the answer was teaching them the word. Yes. At Heritage of Faith here, our answer to winning in life, the answer to trouble in life, the answer to whatever you're facing and going through in life, the answer will always be he began to teach them the word. Now we could say, oh, well, the answer is to go meet that need, or the answer is to do this, the answer is to do that. But Jesus started, not that Jesus didn't meet the practical need, but first he always met the spiritual need, and it was teach them the word. Teach them the word. So tonight, I'm going to give us a word, a now word, to bring peace to our hearts, to bring comfort, but also as we end tonight is we're going to release a declaration over the Savell family. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Are you with me tonight? Yes. Father, we thank you for your grace tonight. Thank you that you help us do what we can't do in our own ability. So the other thing I heard, and it came in the form of Dr. Savell's voice, I was like, what do you want me to speak tonight, Lord? And in his voice, I heard this phrase, be strong in the Lord. Well, Lord, what would you have me preach tonight? And I was like, what would Dr. Savell preach tonight? That's why I was like, Lord, what would Dr. Savell preach tonight? If this was someone else and then Dr. Savell is ministering, what would Dr. Savell minister tonight? And that was the phrase I heard, be strong in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Here he's writing six chapters to a church called Ephesus. And he says, finally, after all the things that he talked about how that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He talked about praying for the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. He declared over them that they are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. He declared over them about the gospel. He declared that if you don't know Christ, you're strangers to the covenant. He talked about that we have been seated, that we are now we are citizens of heaven. And we are part of this habitation with God. He goes in and he talks about knowing God, knowing the love of God. He talks about he led captivity captive. He gave gifts to men. He made pastors, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. He talked about that for us to grow up into him who is Christ, even Christ. He gets into Ephesians 5 and talks about being imitators of God. He talks about walking in love. He goes in and talks about that for us to not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. He talks about the husband and wife, and he connects it to him coming back for his bride, for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. He gets into chapter 6, and he talks about honoring one another, honoring your children, not provoking your children, but children obeying their parents. And he gets in and he says, finally. You know, how many people believe that the last part of your message is going to be the most important part of your message? Not that anything else that Paul said wasn't important, but when he gets to this last part, he's leaving them with something that they're going to need that will empower them for their next season. And the empowerment was, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say, be strong in the Lord. You see, if you look at this, this is a statement of command. It's not like, you know, you should be strong in the Lord. No, it's finally, be strong. It's matter of fact, it's a statement of authority and it's a statement of faith. Be strong. I believe it's even a declaration over the church of Ephesus for them to enter into the next season with power and ability. It's almost like God saying at the beginning, let there be light. Paul's saying, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. So it lets us know a declaration, but the next it lets us know is where do we find the strength from? It's being strong, not in our ability, not really even in all the knowledge we might have. It's not in things that we could do with our hands or how we could do things in the natural, but it's being strong in something. It's being strong in the Lord. What we need to determine to be, what I need to determine, what Annette and I need to be determined to be is being strong in the Lord. What you need to be determined is that we're going to be strong in the Lord. Amen. In the power of His might. The Amplified says in this chapter, that phrase, it says, be empowered through your union with Him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. So it's not just being strong in the Lord, but it's recognizing that being in is about being in union with Him. It's about being in connection with Him. It's about being in relationship with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's about being connected to a source. The same one that wrote, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, is also the one that sat and talked in Athens, Greece, to the philosophers of the day and talked to them about what they would call the unknown God. And yet Paul talks about Him and then says it's in Him. Paul said, it's this God that you don't know who it is. It's in this God. It's in Him we live and move and have our being. It's in Him. So how do we respond to negative situations? How do we respond when things happen that were unexpected? We have to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We have to be in Him because it's in Him we live and move and have our being. It's in this being in. It's in Him we move and have our being. So we live by being connected to Him. My strength is going to come from being connected to Him. In John chapter 5, verse 30, you don't need to turn there, but it says of Jesus, it says of my own self, I can do nothing. Go to John 8. And also go to John 16. John 8 and John 16. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be strong in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe if our founding pastor was right here right now, he'd say, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. In John chapter 8, verse 28 says, then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him. Hallelujah. As He spoke these words, many believed in Him. So not only Paul preached this message about being in Him, being strong in Him. Not only did he talk about that in Him He lived and moved and have His being, but Jesus talked about it's in God that He found the ability to do what He was called to do. In John 16. John 16, verse 32. It says, indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. Then it says, and yet I'm not alone. Wow, I love that. Jesus said, you're going to leave me alone, but I'm not alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me. See, so just as Jesus found His strength in God, Jesus saying there's going to come a time, I spoke these things to you that in the future, that in me, you may have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So how are we going to overcome the world? By being what? In him, because it's in him we have peace. That word peace, we could change. That word peace is kind of limiting if we look at it from our natural perspective of peace, because that word peace is actually soteria, and it actually means total, complete salvation. In me, you're going to have everything you need. In me, you're going to obtain everything that you have need of. In me, you will have peace. Yes, in the world, there's going to be disappointments. In the world, there's going to be unexpected things happen. But realize you are in me. And when you're in me, you will have peace. Just like when I was in the Father and he didn't leave me alone, I had peace. Jesus had to live from this place of being connected to the Father. He knew where to find his strength. Without turning there, Psalms 27, verses 7 and 8. Actually, I'll turn there. You don't need to turn there. Psalms 27. And this is when they had an army surrounding. David was being surrounded by an army. And I think we could all say, if you're surrounded by an army, you need strength. If you're surrounded by an army, you need peace. Psalms 27, verse 7 and 8. Hallelujah. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. So God said, seek my face. David said, if you said that, my heart says. So God says this, but then the psalmist says, this is what my heart said. What's your heart saying right now? What's my heart saying right now? So the answer is to respond with what God said, and God said, seek my face. So my heart needs to respond to what God said. I'm going to seek his face. And I love how the Amplified kind of amplifies this. That's what the Amplified does, if you didn't know. It amplifies it. It talks about being vitally connected to him. It's this seeking God. Can you put that in the Amplified, Becky? Hallelujah. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, have mercy upon me, be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face, inquire for and require my presence as your vital need. Your vital need. My heart says to you, your face, your presence, Lord, will I seek, inquire for and require of necessity and on the authority of your word. So this, for David, this was a necessity. And I like they use the word vital. If you go to the doctor's office, what is the first thing they do? They check your what? Your vitals. Your vitals. So what do they check? They make sure you have a heartbeat. They check your blood pressure, right? They check your temperature. They check your vitals. And all those things are vital. You need them. Why? Because it's necessary to life. If you don't have a heartbeat, there's a problem. If there's something, if it's too low or too high, or your blood sugar, all those different things are something. So it's the same thing with us. Seeking God's face is all about, this is my necessity to life. And right now where we are is understanding we have to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's vital. It's a necessity in this season. We're to seek his face. We're to realize our connection with him is what will provide the strength, the wisdom, the faith, and the power to make it through. Go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Now, normally you'd probably use this scripture every Sunday and you would probably think we're going to 1 John 5:4. And this is our victory that overcomes the world, you know, even our faith. But that's not the scripture we're going to. So, but it is a good one though, right? But go to verse 13. Verse 13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. See, look at verse 12. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Are you grateful that you have the Son? Yes. Hallelujah. That means we have eternal life already now. Verse 13. These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. That you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Being strong in the Lord is about believing in the Lord. Jesus saying, apart from the Father, I can't do anything. That is believing in his Father. Believing in his assignment. And here he says, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. That you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Next verse, verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him. Confidence in him. So I'm believing in him and I have confidence in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. I have confidence in him. That whatever we ask in his name, it will be done. I have confidence in him. Confidence. I'm confident in him that we're going to walk through the season. I'm confident that we're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm confident in him. What is confidence? Actually, you could, in all the people that we use, we talked about David, we talked about Paul, we talked about Jesus, we talked about John. They found their strength and trust in him, and it produced confidence. What is confidence? It's a state of feeling sure. It's a state of mind characterized by one's reliance on something. Hallelujah. It's the state of one who confides and trusts in and relies upon. That's what confidence. I have confidence. And this is the confidence. I'm in a position in my heart that I have a state of confidence and trust in him. How about you? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The confidence that we have in him. Being strong in him. It's not ourselves, but it's being strong in him. It's knowing him. Let's go to John chapter 15. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. John 15. It's the words of Jesus. This is Jesus preparing the disciples for the next season. Verse 4 says, abide in me. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, but if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So will you be my disciples. Be strong in the Lord. Have confidence in the Lord. It's a season where we abide in him. Abide in him. And let his word abide in us. Dr. Savelle was here tonight. He would say, abide in him. Not him. Abide in him. And abide in his word. That's where we find our strength. Be strong. To be strong in the Lord is about abiding in him and abiding in the word. So we will do as a church, as a ministry, what we've always done, and that is preach the word. Dr. Savelle's Bible school, when he established it years ago, is about a passion for God and a passion for souls. So that's the heartbeat of who we are. And that needs to be what we're anchored in, is knowing God and knowing his word. Knowing God and knowing his word. As hard as this is for us, challenging it's been over the last couple days, we have to come to the place where we're strong in the Lord. And how we're strong in him, we know him and we know the word. He goes on in Ephesians 6 and tells them about the things that they would wrestle against and tells them to put on the whole armor of God that you might stand against the wiles of the enemy. And he tells them, put on the whole armor of God again. He says it again. And he tells them to put on the belt. Put on the belt of truth. They're saying put on the word. What's the answer? Putting on the word. And everything, all the weapons. I'm not going to do a teaching on the weapons of our warfare right now. But all those weapons hang on the belt of truth, which is the word. So how are we going to be strong in the Lord? We're going to abide in the word. And we're going to abide in him. Amen. And out of that, we have confidence. And this is the confidence that we have in him. How do we have confidence in him? We abide in him and we abide in his word. Now I want to start to close with this. Hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 3. Let me ask you a question. Are you strong in the Lord and the power of his might? Yes. Hallelujah. Now, as I said when I started, we're going to pray over the Savelle family. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Verse 13. Says, therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Verse 14, for this reason I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. And what does the riches of God's glory look like? The riches of his glory, the riches of his goodness, the riches of his presence, the riches of his love, the riches of his power. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. First, I'm going to read this and pray this over us first, because I know there's hurting hearts here. Paul knew that the church of Ephesus, there was some hurting hearts. And by the Holy Ghost, he's prompted to write this letter. And for Paul, it was about them not losing heart based on his tribulation. But based on what the thing is we can't lose heart. But it didn't mean that what Paul was facing didn't bother them, or what they're going through didn't bother them. Our heart is one going out for just our relationship and our connection that we had with such an amazing man of God. Our heart is going out over the family and what they're facing. He says this, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So I pray that over us. Father, I thank you that as a church family and everyone here and everyone watching, Lord, that we would be strengthened with might. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we'd be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is infusing in us strength, that Christ would dwell in our hearts by faith, that we as a body, as a church family, would be rooted and grounded in love. Lord, we're rooted and grounded in love. That we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depths, and the heights, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, I thank you in the midst of what we're walking through and what we're going through, in the midst of hearts that are hurting, Lord, I thank you that that we would come and be aware of your amazing love, the lengths, the depths, the widths, the heights of it, and that we would know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. Thank you, Lord, that every one of us in this with hurting hearts, Lord, that our every heart, Father, would enter into a place of being filled up and overflowing, filled up and overflowing, filled up and overflowing. We declare, Lord, that Satan cannot steal our goods. Hallelujah, that Satan cannot steal our joy. He can't keep our goods. Lord, I thank you that because we have you, and because we have confidence in you, and because we have faith in you, I thank you, Lord, that we will have a joy that cannot be taken away, because this world did not give us joy. But our joy comes from remaining in him, connected to him, abiding in him. Hallelujah. 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 And Lord, we declare, and Lord, we intercede. Lord, you said in your word that those that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. So right now, as a church family, we undergird and we intercede for the Savelle family. And we declare over them and prophesy over them that they are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We decree over them, they're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We declare they're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Lord, I just thank you for your might coming upon them to help them do what they cannot do in their own ability. Thank you, Father. And we pray over them, Ephesians 3. Hallelujah. We declare over them that they'd be strengthened with might through God's Spirit in their inner man, that Christ is dwelling in their hearts through faith, that they are being rooted and grounded in the love of God. Lord, I just thank you as they remember and as they reminisce, as they talk about their husband, talk about their father, talk about their grandfather, their great-grandfather. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, just that the love of God, the work of the Holy Ghost would fill their conversations and fill the very rooms that they're in. And Lord, your presence would be such a vital empowerment surrounding about them that they would know the lengths and the depths and the heights of your love, that they would know the love of Christ in this season that passes knowledge. And I thank you they'd be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Lord, and I thank you now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask, think, dream, or imagine, to the power that works within them. Lord, I thank you for the power that's working within them. Thank you, Lord, for just the peace of God and the joy of the Lord. Fill them through and through. It's not that they don't cry. It's not that they won't hurt. But I thank you, Lord, that they would be filled with just a knowing of your strength and your hand upon them, Father. Stand to your feet. Do you receive this word tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Spirit over the Savelle family. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Ghost says, takes hold with us in our infirmities, meaning when we don't know what to pray, and we pray according to the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Kelobo sabrate stabrane. Isotor robogo sotor rabaye. Isombroga te rita stebreti ligidi ando rabaya. Eseprete legidi ando socor rabaya. Escendele de deboco sotor rabaya. Yesemende rida la baja socor rabaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I just sent some questions. The gifts of the Spirit. Now, this what we're praying now is not based on the gifts of the Spirit being in operation as it pertains to the gifts that build up the body. What we're doing is we're praying in our personal tongue, hallelujah, according to Romans chapter 8, praying, and we don't need an interpretation. Why? Because we're praying for the perfect will of God to be done. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Kelebo sabrate stebrena, I koyon dolor bosare de ge esoto rabaya, ye sembrende de gistiato rabaya, ye kele mosso dorra gete lena, I torra basse breti liquidiando, bromama mande rida la mahasor rebeya, ye torro bogosate rende, indor bogotar rabaya, indor bogoshete rebeya, ebrande le bo rebekitiando rebeya, Yemende rinda la bakor rabande le de gidiando, o yondo rogoto remando rede, indo robogo sondo rogonde rida la rabaya, o zongonde rende le gidiando roboco tor rabaya, ezemende rinda la bakor rebeya, o zomondo rogondo rogete rende le namaya, ondo rabande le gidiaso rebeya. Oh Lord, we release strength over them, we release strength into them, we release strength, we release wisdom. Oramande, we release perspective. Indor gonde rende ligiriaso torre dea. Ende rinda le boco torre gonde rinda le de baia. Indor bogo torre bogo so torre beia. Ezena. We release ministering spirits to surround about them. We declare, Lord, that they are inaccessible to the enemy. Oh yes, we stand against any and all attacks of the enemy that would try to come from one direction or another direction. Hallelujah, from outside of things. We declare no weapon formed against the Savell family will prosper in any way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, and everything that needs to be accomplished, all that needs to come in line, all that needs to take place. Lord, I just thank you that in this time, Lord, I thank you that your yoke is easy, your burden is light, Lord. I thank you for the arms of love, the arms of compassion, the arms of your presence, Father. Hallelujah, being such a strength to them. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Oh, rabasore getele de bosor rabaya. Oh, yatar ramando rogoso tor rabaya. E roboco sotor robogo sor rabaya. Oh, yatar ramaya de sabrana. Oh, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah, that your presence is a personal shepherd to them. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you that you are a shepherd. Hallelujah. You are a shepherd. Hallelujah. We decree Psalms 23 over them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is their shepherd. They shall not want. He causes them to lie down in green pastures. He leads the Savells beside still waters. Right now, he restores their soul. Hallelujah. He leads them in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, as they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as they walk through difficult times, Lord, I declare that they will fear no evil. Lord, because you are with them. Lord, we declare your rod and your staff comfort them. Lord, I thank you for everything, Lord, is needed they have as they're walking through this. Hallelujah. Thank you. Even now, you're preparing a table before them in the presence of their enemies. Lord, you anoint their head with fresh oil. Their cup is running over, and surely goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their life, and they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. We declare that over them. We declare your word over them. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you for it. Thank you that you just direct every aspect, Father, over the days and the weeks to come. Just your hand would guide them, direct them. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. But over this next week to 2 weeks, Lord, we just look forward to being able to celebrate a man of God. even though things hurt. We will remember and reflect on the amazing things that He imparted to us through Your Word and Your Spirit, Lord. We thank You for it. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to answer at His call. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. And say this with me. We believe.
We receive.
When we pray. So when we prayed over them, they will walk in it. Amen. We prayed over us, we'll walk in it. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Hallelujah. Jesus. I just want to say this, and we'll do this more on Sunday, but Lord, I'm thankful. You don't need to repeat after me, it's fine. Well, you can if you want, but I'm just saying I'm thankful for bringing Jerry Savelle into my life. And I thank You that his feet will always be beautiful in the Bridges household. It says, not exalting a man, but it's having a heart of gratitude. For a man that surrendered his life. And I'm grateful. Not just for him, but I'm grateful to the Lord. How about you? Hallelujah. Can we just praise Him for a minute? Just thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, we love You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. I just sense just the peace of God here. How about you? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me ask a question. If you don't have the peace of God on you, you're like, there's just peace. Just slip your hand up right where you are. You're just like, I just don't have peace, Pastor. Just slip your hand up right where you are. Hallelujah. I sense His peace. Colossians says that peace is our umpire. Amen. That's my heart as we leave here with peace. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you for just the words that we've received from different ones. If you sent me a message on Facebook, I probably don't get it because I don't look at Facebook messages. Annette was like, did you look at these they sent to both of us? So I apologize. But thank you just for your prayers for us. And I'm telling you, you know, the message that he preached doesn't stop with him. And even though it's difficult right now, I'll still decree it. Even though it's challenging to say it at this moment, but what he would say is the best is yet to come. Can we say that? The best is yet to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.